Imagine standing at a family dinner as your aunt comments on your weight for the fifth time, or watching the clock hit 5:30 p.m. as your boss drops just one more quick task on your desk. That knot in your stomach, it's not just discomfort. It's your internal alarm system screaming, boundary needed. Boundaries aren't walls that isolate you. They're the fences that allow healthy relationships to flourish. They're clear limits you establish around how others engage with you, creating a circle of acceptable behavior. The revolutionary insight here isn't just understanding boundaries, it's having the exact language to set them in any situation. The three-step boundary process is refreshingly straightforward. Identify when you need one, set it with clear language, and hold it consistently. But how do you know when a boundary is needed? Pay attention to that pit in your stomach feeling before seeing someone. Notice when interactions leave you depleted rather than energized, what could be called energy leakage. This happens when relationships feel one-sided, when you agree to everything to keep peace, or when you're anxious after spending time together. Contrary to what many believe, setting boundaries isn't mean. It's an act of profound kindness. It helps people support you properly without mind reading and lets you engage fully while clearly expressing your limits. Often, setting boundaries is the only way to preserve relationships that would otherwise collapse under resentment's weight. To set a boundary, you must actually set it, not hint or hope others will read your mind. Clear is kind forms the central tenet of effective boundary practice. Showing people exactly where your limit is helps them respect it, while making them guess invites frustration. Ask yourself, when I'm done talking, will they know exactly where my limit is? Even if you freeze when boundaries are crossed, you can circle back later, explain your perspective, and clearly communicate your limit for future interactions. Healthy boundaries always come from the self. You're not controlling others' behavior. You're establishing your own limits. Your boundary is about what you will accept, not what others can do. People don't need to understand or agree with your boundary to respect it. Never set a consequence you're not willing to enforce. For boundaries to be effective, they must include clear consequences you'll follow through on. Initially, assume good faith without stating consequences. If your boundary is dismissed, restate it with clear consequences. When someone repeatedly refuses to honor your boundary, either rescind it, harming yourself, or employ the consequence, potentially changing the relationship. To effectively hold boundaries, restate consistently, clarify limits, explain consequences, and enforce when needed. Setting boundaries often triggers unearned guilt, anxiety, and fear, a learned response to prioritizing yourself. Combat this by acknowledging the feeling, then reminding yourself why the boundary matters. People often feel guilty, anticipating negative reactions that may never materialize. More likely, others will accommodate your needs because they care about you. People will take as much as you're willing to give, whether remote or in office. Companies rarely establish healthy workplace boundaries and will consume all your time, energy, and attention if left unchecked. Creating strong boundaries is essential, despite challenges from power dynamics and company culture. In hierarchical environments, saying no can feel like insubordination, especially for marginalized employees who may face stereotyping when setting boundaries. Office culture significantly impacts boundary setting. Observe how management handles time off, sick leave, and after-hours communication. Workplace boundary needs typically fall into four categories: work time, managing on-the-clock tasks; personal time, preventing work encroachment; ethical dilemmas, requests that compromise integrity; and personal space, protecting privacy and mental health. For an overloaded workload, try, "I can add this if you approve removing other tasks," "I have zero bandwidth with my current projects," or "I'm at breaking point and cannot take on anything new," ranging from gentle to strongest approach. Remote work requires especially strong self-boundaries. Create separation between work and home with a dedicated workspace, preserved breaks, complete shutdown at day's end, transition rituals, and avoiding work communications during personal time. Family boundaries are challenging because childhood patterns are stored in the body and easily reactivated. Setting healthy boundaries with family improves all relationships as these patterns extend into adult interactions. Common boundary violations include unannounced visits, inserting themselves into your plans, gossiping about relatives, refusing to respect identities, sharing personal details, forcing physical affection, taking over your space, attempting to parent your children, and setting unreasonable expectations. In-law relationships require careful navigation. The in-law rule states, present a united front, with each partner handling their own parents. Even when boundaries originate with one partner, they should be presented as joint decisions using we language. With grandparents, many overstep by disciplining grandchildren, ignoring parental rules, or dismissing newer parenting approaches. Assert your authority. When I'm here, please let me be the parent. Family favors often come with invisible strings. Before accepting help, establish clear expectations by asking, "Is there anything you expect in exchange?" Being specific about limits upfront prevents resentment. Self-boundaries are promises you make to yourself about your behavior that help achieve future goals. These personal guardrails keep you aligned with your values and aspirations, focusing on consequences that impact your long-term well-being. For example, if you're trying to get out of debt, a self-boundary might be, "I won't use credit cards for non-essential purchases until my debt is paid off." The freedom gained is financial stability. 3 habit hacks strengthen self-boundaries. Make the goal showing up. Prioritize consistency over perfection. Don't rely on motivation. Create systems for follow-through. And practice not perfect. Conscientious effort matters more than perfection. Self-boundaries are gifts from present you to future you. Evaluate them monthly. Some might need more flexibility, others more structure. Remember that self-boundaries aren't restrictions. They're about creating space for what matters most while eliminating decision fatigue through clear guidelines that support progress. The true magic of boundaries reveals itself in ordinary moments, choosing an early bedtime over TV, negotiating manageable work arrangements, or postponing communications during family time. These small decisions compound into transformative changes. Consistently protecting your sleep schedule helps you wake refreshed with energy for the day. When asked to join another committee, saying, "While I appreciate the opportunity, my current commitments require my full attention," preserves your effectiveness. Setting boundaries in one area creates positive ripple effects throughout your life. Declining non-essential meetings might give you confidence to establish limits in personal relationships, leading to honest conversations about family dynamics. The paradox of boundaries is that limits you feared would make your life smaller actually expand it. Relationships strengthen through clarity and mutual respect. Your mental health improves as you honor your needs. Your career flourishes because you're focused rather than scattered. The result is more energy, deeper connections, and greater peace, all because you learn to say yes to what truly matters by saying no to what doesn't.